Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
How often do you sit down as a family to eat together? Like at least one meal per week even. This May, Childline by ISPCC, they're calling on families, schools, clubs, workplaces all around the country to basically try to make some time for a family meal, to just sit, to listen, and even maybe possibly enjoy each other's company. But I want to know, has life become too busy to sit down now as a family and have meal times together? Or maybe people do at 6 o'clock every day. Eilish is with us on the line. Eilish, are family meal times a thing in your house?
Oh God, not really, unfortunately. We do try to have something at the weekend, like you're saying, try to do breakfast or dinner at the weekend. But during the week, it's absolute chaos, unfortunately, between working, drama, rugby, all that kind of stuff going on. Now, you know, a lovely dinner is made and, you know, the children are kind of told, you know, eat when you can. And now my 7-year-old, you know, we sit her down, but my two older ones, it's kind of, you know, get it when you want it. It's there, you know, that kind of way. But we do try to have breakfast on a Saturday, or okay, we try to do a dinner, you know, at the weekend. Doesn't always happen, but we try to. But yeah, like, you know, I think, you know, we had a sit down breakfast on Christmas Eve, and lovely pictures went up on Instagram, where behind the scenes we were all killing each other.
Yeah, which is not the joy of Instagram. Picture so, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Like, you know, even when I think back myself at home, Sunday dinner, like there was a Sunday dinner in our house every Sunday. Yeah. I couldn't think of the last time that we would have sat down and had a Sunday meal. And I just wonder, like, maybe is it just that we've grown up and moved on, or we're older? Is it a case that life has just got busier?
Yeah, I think life has just got busier as well, you know. And I think, you know, when I look back at my childhood, there wasn't necessarily, you know, you'd try and have that sit down meal, but again, you know, it wasn't necessarily happening. And I think sometimes we romanticize what happened, like, you know, in our childhood. Like, I remember us going in, we'd be out on the street playing, and we'd be going in at different times, kind of having the meal. Or, you know, dad would be doing overtime, you know, so we wouldn't necessarily get to sit down all together. So I do think sometimes we look back at the world when we grew up and kind of romanticize what happens a little bit. Like, you know, the world now that we live in is completely changed. Mm-hmm. I don't even think you could compare it to when we were growing up, you know. But I do think sometimes we do romanticize a wee bit, you know.
Okay. So in your house, Eilish, there is one meal, family meal time, even as a breakfast, but there is at least one sit down together meal, usually tends to happen on a Saturday at breakfast time. Midweek then is just a lost cause.
Oh, midweek is, yeah, midweek would be a lost cause. Yeah.
What about you, Alwyn? Alwyn Moran is with us as well, Eilish. Alwyn's a neurodevelopmental therapist and the founder of Cogni Kids. Do you do meal times?
Well, we do try, definitely. We actually try to have at least one meal a day. Does tend to be breakfast, believe it or not, because, you know, like that, the day is just busy and we're all at different stages. And I have two elderly teens, you know, 17 and 19. So they're doing their own thing and in from college and work and school and whatever. So, yeah, we tend to find that actually a breakfast is the best kind of touch point, really.
But I would think that's impressive that you're you know, I suppose you're still doing that, Alwyn. That's happening every day.
Yeah, well, we try to make it every day.
Yeah, well, most days.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's actually, we're more successful during the week than we are at the weekends. Again, because of different demands and different kind of, you know, one might want to lie in and the other is going to work and I'm off for a hike or something, you know. So, yeah, we really kind of focus on that. And, you know, I suppose from the child psychology side of things, it's really important to have at least one touch point. Yeah, they do say that there's three kind of key touch points in a child's day. So one would be breakfast, one is after school, and one is then before bedtime. So if you can try to be kind of, you know, cognizant of having at least one of those touch points with your kids, just checking in and for bonding and, you know, kind of relationship building and for their own security and development as well. It's really important.
So that's interesting. It's breakfast, Alwyn, in the morning, breakfast after their school time and yes, before bed. And I'm really conscious, I've yes, no doubt there's people, parents that, you know, listening to this, whether they're in work or they're at home today, and they're thinking like, you know, God, I'm gone in the morning. Maybe one of the other yeah, parents or partners brings them to school, and I'm working in the office, so I'm never there for the after school. And often yeah, it's tight to get home before bedtime.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, I suppose, you know, that's the harsh reality that we're living in, that, you know, there is huge demands and busy schedules from all sides. But, you know, ideally, if you can get one of those
one
touch
of
points.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe if you find that, you know, you're gone before they go to school, you know, then if there's a possibility of maybe kind of, you know, having the house a little bit awake a little bit earlier. So that's 15 minutes beforehand, just while everybody sits down and has a slice of toast or something, or, you know, before they go to bed, then just to have that little touch point with them as well. So yeah,
what happens in the O'Kane household, Mary? Mary's a lecturer in psychology, parenting and early childhood education. Are the meal times, is that something that became a focal point in your house?
Oh, well, Andrea, it's funny. I love the idea of family meal times. And I was listening to Eilish there. Sorry, I missed a bit after her. But I think she described most households. It doesn't happen in my household all the time at all.
Yeah.
But it's funny, the research tells us it's really, really good for our kids. I know there was one piece of research Psychology Today undertook, and they looked at the sort of conversations that happen when we do get the chance to do it. And they were finding most of the conversations were telling stories. You were telling stories of our history, like holidays you had together. Kids are telling you about their day, or mum or dad are telling you about something that happened in their day. So they're a real time of connection. When we actually do get to sit down, we absolutely connect. So from that perspective, I love it. One of my kids, Andrea, I was worried about his language as he was growing up, and I made a real effort a few times a week. My husband might not have been home from work, but I tried to sit with my kids as a family, because again, it really helps their language. Again, another piece of research showed, you know, the way we're always saying read aloud to your kids, it's so good for their language development. Actually, conversations around the table, they have found, are even better at developing vocabulary. So that was one of the reasons I sort of worked at it, to try and make it happen. But, you know, it has to be fun. I mean, you don't want parents to feel, oh, here's another pressure. Am I to try and do this all the time?
I know.
But I love the IFCCC are saying, go for once a week, you know. And it doesn't have
once
to be dinner.
Week.
It can be
lunch.
It can be breakfast. It can be whatever.
It doesn't have to be the big
great idea to go for
the Sunday dinner. What about you, Avril? Like, do you try, or family meal times, are they dying out, or do you try at least once a week?
Well, they're dead in our house, if being honest.
Yeah.
I just think it's just a rat race really for us here, you know, as in one is eating breakfast, I'm dropping another to the school bus and coming back up and getting them sorted. And then, you know, we'll have a meal with my parents or my, you know, my granduncles, that they'll come over maybe once a month and we'll all sit down together. But realistically, on a day-to-day basis, it just doesn't happen because it's all at different times. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband comes in at 6:30, but I feed the kids like after coming in from school at 4:00. Then I'm getting my own grub before they come in. So realistically, we don't really sit down as a family at all. But when we do, I absolutely love it because the stories do come out. And, you know, I just throw one question out and I say, oh, what did somebody learn today? Or what was the one thing you learned today? And it just opens up dialogue, you know, within that circle. But I'm afraid, unfortunately, it doesn't happen in my home too well. Awesome.
Listener here says, we have dinner as a family every day during the week. Breakfast Saturdays and Sundays, no TV and all chat about our day. It's just myself and my wife, and we've a 6-year-old boy. We do gymnastics on a Monday. We've little ninjas on a Tuesday. We've hurling on a Wednesday and a Sunday. We've swimming on a Thursday and Saturday. We football on a Saturday as well. And then we try to play squash. We try to squash in, I should say, a play date as well once a week. That is a very busy household. Siobhan is in Kerry. Siobhan, how does it go in your home?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Well, basically, we'd eat dinner together every night of the week, I suppose. We'd kind of have lunch. Probably breakfast would be staggered, depending on when people get up. But most of the time now, I mean, obviously there are times when if there's activities going on and someone has maybe an early training session or a match or dancing or something like that, then that one has to kind of have maybe an earlier dinner or something or a later one. But on the whole, we've always kind of done it, I suppose.
I imagine, though, it's probably easier when children are younger, or have I got that wrong? Like, I imagine as you've got teenagers and you get older, it probably becomes harder to get everybody around the table.
Yeah, no, I have three and they're all teenagers now. the youngest is 13, a girl, and she's probably the busiest in terms of activities and sort of something nearly every night of the week and at the weekend as well, with dancing and football and gymnastics. And then my oldest fella then, he has special needs actually, and so he wouldn't have kind of evening activities, things like that. So it's just kind of, I don't know, I suppose you just, the dinner is ready early enough get home from school and we'd sit down. Now, I might occasionally, I suppose myself, I might eat a bit and then put it away if I'm dealing with like the older fella or something might be going on with him. And then I might kind of pick mine up later. Now, my husband at the moment, he does shift kind of where he's working away a little bit. But when he's here, he's kind of off and everything, you know, runs nice and smoothly most of the time.
Good stuff. Alan has got in touch. He says, missing family meals is an Anglo-Saxon habit. Most Mediterranean countries try very hard, at least 3 to 4 family meals a week. Ruth has got in touch as well. She says, I'm Portuguese and eating together is a very important part of family life. We eat together in my house every evening. We've no mobiles allowed at the table at all. And I absolutely love this family time together. It is, like, it happens a lot, Mary, in other European countries, the idea of the large family meal together.
I'm listening to other people as they're talking, and so many people say that when they get to do it, they love the experience, and so do our children. When our children actually get that opportunity to sit together, and I know it's not easy to do it all the time, but if we really make an effort to do it as often as we can, it's good for our well-being and for their well-being.
Yeah, so try where you can, even with all the busy timetables and difficulties, try and get it in. If you can at all.
Cooking together sometimes too. You know, get the kids even involved on a Saturday or on a Sunday and helping you cook as well and tidy up afterwards, serving the food. Like the whole thing, like eating food can be a point of connection for families. Yeah. It shouldn't just be about eating. It should be about bonding and being together and having that little bit of time where you stop and you forget about the worries of the world and you connect with each other again. It's so good for us.
Eilish, Stephen has got in touch and he suggests if people order a Chinese or a pizza or a chipper, they'll come out of the woodwork to sit down with their parents. It'll happen quite easily once a week.
Yeah, absolutely. We tend to do the takeaway at the weekend. So absolutely, there's scope there for that. And like, I agree with Mary, like on the Sunday, we try to get the kids involved, you know, potato peeling, you know, and stuff like that. Now that has its own kind of, you know,
complexities, I imagine.
But it does happen, you know, so we do try to get them involved in that way as well. But it's just during the week, it's for us, it's completely difficult. Mm. Like I was listening to Mary and the other people on the phone there. And it's we kind of live in a rural place. So we tend to have to get into the car a lot and drive.
Okay,
and a lot of those conversations happen in the car. Like, how was your day and stuff like that, rather than around the dinner
table. They're often better. I remember the most serious conversations in our house they were often struck up in the car on a long journey somewhere when it was just you and one of your parents because she had no choice. You were forced. You had to have the conversation. Whatever it was about, you couldn't get out. Often the best place.
That happens in our family a lot, is the car. The car is where the conversation
You knew it was serious when the tone shifted and was just you and mom or dad in the car. And you knew you'd done something. But anyway, listener says this exact issue of families eating together was actually highlighted on BBC One's Race Around the World, where every family, they say in capitals, in Cambodia, Vietnam and Southeast Asia, eat together. Sounds like we've just lost that as part of our culture in Ireland and the UK. Another texter suggests we have a family dinner every day. If activities are on, we have dinner afterwards. The weekend's the same, but we do breakfast or brunch. We do family events once a quarter. They're both in primary school. We all love cooking, so we encourage the kids to help me cook and prepare.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.